Hey, All Work No Play listeners, this is Sam Riegel. All Work No Play may have wrapped season two, but it's more important than ever to stay connected. With that in mind, welcome to AWNP Unplugged, a spinoff show and podcast where myself and best buddy Liam O'Brien check in on each other and occasionally other friends from a safe distance. You can watch AWNP Unplugged every other Tuesday on twitch.tv/criticalrole at 7 p.m. Pacific. Or you can listen to the audio version of the show the following Tuesday right here on the All Work No Play podcast feed. Well, okay, let's get to checking in.
The following contains discussions surrounding COVID-19. We understand that not everyone is in a place to talk about or hear discussions surrounding this very real issue. Please do what feels best for your well-being and heart during this uneasy time. Take care of yourselves, and don't forget to love each other.
Shit. Now we just do the show now.
can't get it together. Can't get it together for the final episode of this first season.
First season.
This is our third season. Are you really gonna dicker with me over terminology?
I will dicker with whatever I want to dicker with. What does dicker mean? This is the fourth season? Ooh, because we had a podcast.
Let's use the word reincarnation.
Okay.
Which I feel is more accurate. This show is never the same show from iteration to iteration. This is the third incarnation of the show. Yeah, maybe it'll be like Moominshots the next time we come back.
Yep, could be. I prefer to think of this as the series finale of this show.
There we go.
Just because I like suspense and... Honestly, we don't know. We didn't know that this version of the show would exist. So how would we possibly know that another version will exist?
Right. This is the swan song right here. We could talk about that, but I can't literally not think about anything. Will you smile for me for a second? Your teeth and your headphones are identically colored, and you've got a tuft of pink hair on top of your head, and you're sitting in front of a green screen, and it's just a lot of like strong color choices.
Yeah, I don't know what they've chosen for my green screen background today, but I would like to imagine that it is also hot pink, and it's just very confusing.
It's so... tell the people about your hair journey of the last several days, which will be in the past when this comes out, but it's very present for all of us.
I mean, the thing about this lockdown period is it gives you the absence of freedom. And so you're desperate to create freedom and expression wherever you can and however you can. And I've chosen to do it on the top of my head.
Yeah.
I've dabbled in the dyeing arts. And a few days ago, I was a platinum blonde. Mm-hmm. And now I am a hot pink man.
Platinum blonde. That is charitable. Charitable.
How would you describe that color?
I mean, M&M
yellow?
Frayed tennis ball was thrown out at the studio, and I think that was the most accurate. It was a rush job. You did that right before coming to meet us to play a game of Dungeons with Dragons.
Yes.
And it was like newly done and just... It was akimbo. It was amiss. It was wrought. It was wrath. It was ruin. It was so much to take in.
I did it very, very shortly before coming to the studio that night because I just didn't have any other time to do it. And I had one. I bought two packages of hair dye, and this was package number two, and I wanted to use it. You know, so I used it.
We're at the part of quarantine where it's just lunacy at home. Like I do all my work in shorts or sometimes underwear in my yard. That my yard is my office. Nothing makes sense. I'll wake up and take the dog out for a poop and then go and think about something related to work at 3 a.m. Nothing makes any sense.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
Well, it's happening. It's happening.
No, it's true. I mean, I think the last episode that we broadcast. I was talking about how I bought a 12-foot above-ground pool, and it was the gem of our lives. The pool is now empty because it filled with algae. You're supposed to put chlorine in the pool.
Wait, what?
You're supposed to put chlorine in the pool.
No, I know
after
that.
After about 2 weeks, it fills with algae, and you can't swim in it anymore because it's green.
You live in Los Angeles and you don't know that you have to chlorinate your pool? But 3 out of 4 people around us do.
Yeah, on day like on 2 weeks into the pool ownership, I realized I needed chlorine, so I ordered some and I put in like a chlorine puck, and it was too late. It was just too late. There was algae all over the sides of it. It was like slimy when I stepped into it, and the kids were like, "I'm slipping." I'm slipping. I was like, "Don't worry. If you run around enough, it'll tear up enough algae so your feet will be able to stick on the ground." Well,
hey, upside, you made new life. You made sea monkeys.
I did. I did. But I do. I hear you. We've reached the sort of woo period of lockdown.
Because it's just as bad. It's worse outside of our homes. And in the country and in the world, it is Looney Tunes in the world right now.
Danger zone.
I prefer to stay in locked in here with your matching smile and earphones and pink hair than to focus on it for the next hour and a half. But yeah, you know, this would be more fun if there were 3 of us, not 2 of us. So I think it would be a good time to bring in our dear, dear, dear friend. Harpists, get ready. Laura Bailey.
Ooh, double, triple harp, quadruple harp, so many harps.
I was hoping there would be like maybe effects.
There
maybe,
will be.
Maybe Harpo Marx will fly by.
Uh huh.
Amazing. Can we
get, is that acceptable?
Maybe a guy in a Harpo Marx costume will okay. fly by.
Max, get ready to dress as Harpo Marx. Okay.
Hey, it's deal. Laura Bailey, friend of the show.
Oh, my Laura. Gosh. What's up?
Oh, my gosh. It's so good to see you through a screen.
Mm-hmm.
You and Ditto. Your llama.
Does your shirt say bear?
No, my shirt says read.
Oh. Maybe my image is mirror.
It's got Princess Leia on.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, that pink matches your head, though.
Oh, look, we match, Sam.
It's true, we do. It's true. Did Aww. You see that Liam is wearing some of your merch that you made?
Big fan.
I saw. I'm it's not our, on my own. We make it with an amazing team. Sure, and they're all
phenomenal.
This is
our first, like, what was the genesis of this piece? Like what
this
what,
one this one's been in
tell
production
us, tell us how
for
it gets
forever.
Made like how what how do these ideas come and like I'm fascinated tell me
well like cool, a lot cool, of cool, times cool, cool. It's most of the time it's just like, you know, we sit around and we go like, what would we use, what would we want to wear or like anything like that. So Christina had been asking for a button up for a long time. And we were like, we should make a button up. And then we were like thinking of like, it could be really fun with like really bold pattern, you know, like a flowery shirt or something like that. So we originally had thought like, maybe we should do like a Yasha wildflower.
Ooh,
shirt.
Like a Hawaiian thing?
Or like just a cool floral pattern all over it, which I'm not, that could still happen. I don't know.
I really like to see big buff Yasha just in a Hawaiian shirt.
Right? Not
shorts.
A Hawaiian shirt, but like a cool floral, you know, she has
the
wildflowers.
I think a Hawaiian shirt is not a good idea for Yasha.
But so yeah, like we thought visual. maybe instead of going with like flowers right out the gate, maybe we should go with like something a little more subtle. So we kept it to like a more of a neutral color scheme, but like did really cool designs on it.
You know
the
what this shirt goes well with? This shirt.
Oh shit!
You're double critical role,
double
repping right now.
Well, you're both right here. My two dear friends are both right here. You're here. And
the detective agency is with you tonight.
Yeah. Man, we're so far into quarantine, Laura, and life is hard and fucking strange.
Yeah.
And we've started to see each other a little bit more, though, because we're back, you know, seeing each other from a distance.
Thank.
I won't sing it.
Thank the traveler.
I will.
Yeah. But we're not seeing each other the amount that we used to, and we're not in each other's lives in the same way.
Yeah.
Are you okay? Have you survived for the last 17 months?
Yeah, I've been, yeah, feels like it. Yeah. I've been good. It's been
that's
weird
it, that's
and up
show.
And down and yeah, crazy times, good times. Mm. It's fun. I think Travis talked about it too. It's been good to be here with Ronan because he just doesn't know doesn't the care. Difference. And he's just so happy we're here. Like these last few days, he's been in like, I think all kids go through this or all little boys go through this. I'm not sure, but he's in the like, I love my mom stage. So like every mm-hmm. moment he wants to be being held by me. And
to the exclusion of young Travis, or just overly loving on you? Like,
oh, he's just really like mama right now. Mama. Like he really wants to like hold on to me. And he's like in the stage where like he wants to like, he'll say kiss and he wants to like hold my face and just kiss it and kiss it and kiss it. That's really cute.
Nothing's better than
I'm not complaining. It's the freaking cutest thing in the entire universe.
I want to hear all about him. What is he into? Does he know how to swim? Does he run? He's two, right?
He runs. He runs everywhere and runs into things and falls down. He's like, he runs probably too fast for his age.
Is he still in constant danger because of that?
We foamed up a whole lot.
Okay.
So apparently when Travis was little, he did the same thing and he would just run into everything. So his mom would duct tape blankets on the edges of everything. So knowing that that was a possibility, we just went ahead and bought like all these foam rolls. I think you had them at your house, Sam, forever ago, like foam strips.
I have foam strips on some dangerous corners.
Yes. We got like really long
fireplace, and I think it's along those edges.
We put them on the brick fireplaces and on our poles, like in our house, because we have like some random cedar poles, you know, so we put them on the edges on that.
Coffee tables, posts on beds, sure.
Countertops.
What about just putting the young man in a hockey helmet and mask, and then you don't have to foam up anything?
You know what? I think he would really like that. So my sister for Christmas bought him a bicycle helmet that has a bear. It's like in the shape of a bear head.
Okay. Oh, it's like Trinket.
Yeah, she got it because of Trinket. Aww. And he loves it, and he'll wear it all the time if we let him, and then like he'll wear it for 2 hours and we'll take it off and his head reeks and he's covered in like sweat. But
is it nice having your son just be like, he's just loving it, right? Because he's getting you guys pretty much 24/7. I've got an 11-year-old and a 13-year-old, and they have opinions about how the world is on fire. They know that things are rough out there. But your buddy is just like,
he has no idea. He's just like, pool time, let's play with some dinosaurs, horse. And so that's pretty much all he says all the time is horse.
Horse.
It's his favorite. And lions. Horses and lions.
So not the game of basketball.
No, just horses.
Horses.
Not the street name for heroin.
What? Is that?
I don't know.
Really?
Not every time.
That's so great. And what's he into? So he's into those animals. He's into dinosaurs. Yes. Is he a big dinosaur kid? Is he a big truck kid? Is he a big sports kid?
Yeah,
he
likes trucks. What's his top five?
Right now, his top five horses. Lion King. Sure. All the time. He's asking for lions.
Cartoon or listening to the musical?
So originally I put on the cartoon, and then I realized that the new version came out where it looks like the actual animals.
Oh, so does he like that more?
He does.
Oh, I don't know how I feel about that.
He's scared of Scar like a lot. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we basically just fast forward. We just put on the happy parts. So he doesn't, you know, there's no Mufasa's death.
So there's no story. It's just animals.
It's just animals moving around and singing.
Could you just put it on Animal Planet?
Probably. Also, but then they don't sing and talk.
Well, you can mute it and put on the Lion King soundtrack.
He wouldn't know the difference.
It's weird. Dad just went traveling for the back end of that film. He'll be back, though.
Showed my kids something on Netflix called, Deadly Animals or something like that. Or I think it was on Disney Plus. It was like Deadly Animals or something like that. And we got 4 minutes into it and an animal died. Like it's about animals killing each other. And my daughter was crying.
Yeah.
And so furious with me. Why did you put that on? I should have known from the title.
Oops. You're lucky because I thought it was the show where like the most dangerous creatures or the most dangerous animals or something.
Maybe that was it.
Something. And like, I saw an episode of it where it was like an insect that bored into somebody's cheek and laid eggs.
No.
You guys are showing them Faces of Death by now, right?
Oh, God. No.
I've never seen Faces of Death.
No, me neither.
But my kids, I'll make sure my kids see it.
No.
So I mean, Ronan sounds like great form of entertainment.
Yeah, he's pretty great
for you. And
well, just that positivity too.
Yeah,
it's got to be gold.
But when he goes to sleep, you and the T Willing Ham, mm-hmm. you guys play video games alongside each other? Do you watch movies and TV, or do you just go to sleep?
No, we don't sleep ever. We did play Last of Us when that came out. We took turns. So I played it. Yeah. So I played it all first. And then he, after I completed it, then he spent his evenings doing the same. But for the most part, we like, you know, Ronan goes to sleep. We sit down for dinner. We watch a 30-minute show or an hour-long show or something. And then Travis goes back to work for a while. You know how it is.
Yeah.
And then, and then we'll probably go to bed around midnight.
When I finish up this episode, I am going to go open my laptop and finish a thing.
Right.
I'm going to finish a thing and send it to you guys to get notes on it.
So. See? There you go.
I'm about a third halfway into that game. You were rather excellent in it, Laura Bailey.
Oh, thanks. Oh, third into it, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
No,
well,
I know there's shit coming, but I mean, I can tell good acting.
I can't wait.
From
finish it.
10 minutes
hear
of good
opinion.
Acting. Oh, it's so hard for me to carve out time.
I know, dude.
I'm in my office over the garage.
One.
All my hobbies are in this place, but I'm in the other building like 90% of the time.
Yeah.
So even when I'm working now, like my daughter has taken over this chair that I'm in. And today she was doing like a model congress, and then she was doing like a screenwriting class. She does dance classes.
Screenwriting?
Yeah.
You can do a dance class?
There's Zoom dance classes are all the rage in the pandemic, man.
Oh my God.
Both my kids just had a piano recital over Zoom. And also a dance recital at the same time. We did a whole combo thing. So they played piano for a while. Then my daughter put on an outfit and performed to Panic at the Disco, doing a very jazzy number.
That's amazing.
This is the greatest show. It was amazing.
My daughter, codenamed Viola, did...
That's a great code name.
It's a new code name. Did a performance of a scene from Winter's Tale. She's in a Shakespeare workshop too. She's in like 5 workshops right now because she's not seen her friends. She's not. They're not. These kids aren't seeing anybody, and it's they need interaction. And I have to work. And
yeah. My kids are doing a tinkering camp right now online. Hmm. They sent us a box of tools, yarn, hot glue guns, screwdrivers. Wire cutters, all sorts of stuff, and some projects to do. My hand, I keep holding this cup with this hand because it's burned. I burned it with hot glue, with a hot glue gun.
You burned it with a hot glue gun? How?
Yeah. Well, I was putting in they have the pieces of glue that you put in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I put it in and I was like, it's not working.
Did you shove it all the way in?
No, I squeezed the trigger and glue started shooting out of it. And not wanting to ruin the carpet, I just went like this.
Oh!
And I was like, oh, that was a bad idea.
I have this impression of you of being really, really intelligent for knowing you for years, and you're erasing all of it with this one episode of our show.
Everybody's got the dumb moments.
Well, not just dumb moments. This is the equivalent of manual labor. I don't know. Right. I don't
using a hot glue gun is the equivalent of manual
for
labor.
Me, yes,
right.
That
right.
is. I don't know
Samuel.
How tools work. So that's it. That's where I fail.
Do you ever say, "Q, darling, could you come and wrench this for me?"
Ah, that sounds like me. Yeah.
Laura, aside from the unconditional love of your son,
yes,
is there anything in all this madness that you have escaped to like de-stress or calm down or
Animal Crossing?
Okay.
Oh my God, it stayed. Y'all, I did a little Padawan raid.
A rat tail?
I gave myself a rat tail.
Oh God. You need a little
look at it.
Teenager mustache.
That is the teenager mustache. Could you please pull that under your nose?
Oh, gross. How is your
Animal
hair
Crossing.
Super long? Have you been cutting it?
Oh, my God. Wait, you see me. You've seen me, Sam. My hair's crazy
is your hair
long.
Ever
it's
down,
super long.
Though? Do you ever just like let it You always wear it down in a ponytail.
No, I don't. I have it down every day when we film.
Oh, yeah. I see that.
Yeah. It's super long. Yep. I need to get it cut, but, you know, I can't get it cut. So
does Travis cut it for you? Or
there's no way in hell I would let Travis cut my hair.
I've offered to cut Quinn's hair, and she's like, absolutely not.
I
did cut it once. On our wedding day.
What? Why?
Just a little. She had like a little bit of an unevenness.
No.
And I was like, no problem.
Did you ruin it?
Yeah. Yeah.
You just need some bangs.
On your wedding day? I tried to give myself bangs once, and I kept getting it uneven until it was like up to here.
I think I have 7 women friends who in my lifetime have said to me, I tried to give myself bangs and it did not go well.
It's a bad idea. Yeah. It's a bad idea. I gave myself bangs another time and it was fine because I had learned that lesson. But yeah, the first time was like.
My wife has had bangs too once or twice in her life, and they're really cute when she gets them. But then they have a habit of just slowly going like over the next several days.
Yeah, it's the worst.
Oh, what's that?
They just sort of float up a little bit, so instead of being out of place, they're just kind of out. I mean, this is years ago at this point, but the bang scars in me remain.
Yeah,
I feel you. When you're not fawning over your young cherub of a boy.
Oh yeah.
Do you and Travis lately? I've noticed this has happened a few times with me and Quinn over the break. Like every 8 days at a regular cadence, one of us will say to the other, this is fucking crazy. This, like, what we're doing now, this time of our lives, this is insane. This is absolutely insane. And then 8 days will go by and the other one will be like, do you know how crazy this is right now? This is absolutely bizarre. And I wonder if, does anyone have those conversations? Like we sort of,
Amy and I have that moment every third day, maybe, but we'd say it with our eyes. We'll be in the middle of something and something's going wrong with our kids. And we'll just look at each other and go, and then move on.
Yeah. I have my spirals for sure. I'm like, it's going to be like this forever. And everything's changed. And Travis is amazing, and I have said many times to him, like, I don't know if he wasn't in my life, I don't know what I would do, because he's so good at like calmly explaining the positive things and saying, you know, it's okay, it's gonna be okay.
Sure.
He's a good captain.
I don't know that I've ever witnessed it, but does he ever need you to comfort him? Does he ever need does he break down or does he get like
that
as well?
Some. Yeah. I mean, it's far, far, far more rare. I think he just, you know, I think he wants to be that rock for people, and he's so good at being that rock for people. And plus I honestly don't know if he needs it as much as, you know, as I do, but yeah, he certainly, you know, had those moments. And
I remember.
I think any human has those moments. Yeah.
I remember when my son was about the age of Ronan, I had a big one of those moments where I like broke down crying at the edge of the bed, like, I don't think I can do this anymore. I haven't slept in days.
Do you mean like the first month are you talking
that
about?
That first month of the baby? Or
there was that, but it happened again when he was about 2 years and 2 months, because that's when the new baby came. Mm-hmm. And so I was dealing with her. She was normal baby stuff. But then he sort of like rebelled and was like, I'm not sleeping anymore too. And so I was pinging back and forth between both kids. Mm-hmm. And I had like a big breakdown where I was just like, I hadn't slept in a week.
Yeah. Should have toughened you up.
I'm not going to make it.
That sleep deprivation is real.
Yeah.
I've never had the breakdowns like I did in those first few weeks.
First Oof. Month or two, I felt like I was turning into Schmeagle. Like just, I was no sleep and
no
and
bathing. You don't have time for any.
And I was working in the middle of the night then too, I guess at that time, writing scripts, adapting anime in the middle of the night.
Cause, doing the important work.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bleach.
Mm-hmm. Dude. Yeah.
Making the words match the flap. That's how we used to do it.
That's important stuff, and it's hard.
It is.
It's really
so
hard.
Much harder than you would imagine. Like,
it's hard to do it well.
Yeah, that's true.
I'll just say that.
Yeah, but you make some bad decisions when you're in that state. Like, I remember waking up after spending a night on the kitchen floor holding my son, holding Keanu. Like, he was probably, you know, 3 or 4 weeks old, and I had him, and I was in the kitchen, and I was like, I'll just lie down on the floor for a second. Because I'm tired. And then I woke up like 3 hours later and was like, oh god, what happened? Oh, is he okay? He was fine. But I was like, oh god, I just fell asleep on the kitchen floor.
Oh my god.
Because you make terrible decisions. You have no judgment.
I remember when Ronan was crying, I think it was, must have been like a week or two old, and I'm sitting on the living room floor holding him, just crying too, like, he won't stop. And Travis came in, and he was just me tears and Ronan tears, and he's like, I'm going to go to the grocery store. And I was like, of course, you're going to leave.
Don't like, come back.
How great for you that you can go anywhere.
I think in the first year or two, I can't remember when exactly, probably first year, and my boy had trouble sleeping. We got an exercise ball. Someone said, you get an exercise ball and you just kind of like bounce like this and it'll rock him to sleep. It worked excellently, except he became dependent on that.
Oh, no.
So I had abs of steel for the first year because it was just like this and he'd fall asleep.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll just put him down. Okay, here we go again.
I made the mistake too. I bought a treadmill and I walked at 1.1 miles an hour for every single nap from about 9 months to a year and a half.
Ooh, that's like a standing desk in parenting. Yep.
I would watch a TV show and walk with him in a baby Bjorn ergo thing for an hour
Every single nap.
Have either of you been a massive mess because your kid vomited all over you yet?
Yeah.
Sure.
Or dukered all over, like diarrhea. Actually, wait, and it's just gone
massive
awry?
Massive mess. You mean a physical mess, not emotional mess.
Yeah, I mean, we've all been emotional messes as we're called parents. But I mean physically, like been yacked on.
Yeah.
Laura, have you done the thing yet where he's barfing and you instinctively catch it? Like reach out and catch it? I'm like, oh God, why did I do that? Now it's in my hand. I did that with a hot glue gun today. I just realized it's the same instinct.
That's true. covered in all of it. I remember one time, like, knowing that he had pooped in the back seat, like, when I was driving somewhere. And it's just in the early stages before the poo becomes, like, real poo and it's just, like, everywhere. You know what I'm talking about? The blowouts that happen in those stages.
Sure.
And, like, I pulled over and he had poop all up his back. Over his head. It had seeped, into the car seat. It is all up.
Did you just throw the car seat in the trash and start?
You had to clean. I had to clean the car seat out. Change him.
Yeah.
Clean him off as best I could.
Yeah. Kid puking the car. I've had that too. Kid puking in the car. And I'll tell you, we're here. We're bantering. It's cool. I got this little setup here. We tell jokes on the internet. But when I am like covered in puke in my car and it's hot and it's stinking and I'm like a mess and I haven't slept and I've got 50 responsibilities, I'm like, this is the real me. No, this is it. Not that guy smiling. Because that's what the internet is everybody kind of at their best some ways.
Yeah,
they're most presentational.
Yeah,
well,
sure.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
I mean, everything from here down.
I should have brushed my hair
right
for
now.
This.
No,
you look great. You look great.
You look amazing. You're talented. You're amazing. You're perfect. Hey, going back a couple of ticks. To that game you're in, The Last of Us. I'm never going to play the game. I don't want you to give away spoilers or anything, but could you just deliver just one line of dialogue just so I know what your character's about? Like, just like a thing where you're like, oh yeah, that's, what's her name?
Abby.
Yeah, just do, ooh yeah, I'm Abby.
I'm Abby.
Is that what she sounds like?
That's exactly what she sounds like.
In a pivotal moment, that's exactly what she says.
That's what I... It's weird that you knew that. Joel, without playing it.
Ellie.
Hey, Joel.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm Abby. Yep. That's exactly it.
She just steps out into a doorway, reveals herself to the hero.
I do have really one line in there that I think is really great.
Just and it was one?
It was such a small moment in the game. But Liam, when you get to it.
Yeah.
Wait, will you tell us what it is?
I'm just going to say the one line.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I'm not going to say it as, I'm just going to say what it is.
Sure. That's fine.
You're my people. And you'll get to it, Liam. Okay. Tell me what you do.
It's no, ooh, yeah, I'm Abby. But I'm sure it's
ooh,
really good.
Ooh, yeah. You're my people.
I want a shirt that says, ooh, yeah, I'm Abby now. I'm sorry that I'll never play your game. It's not that I don't love you. I just don't
it's
have
okay.
time.
I don't expect my friends to play me.
What's the last video game you played, Sam?
FIFA 2020.
Right, you're playing with your boy.
Me and the boy are big into sport games right now. We got the NHL. We got the FIFA.
Nice.
I think I ordered a non-sport game. I think I ordered that that Star Wars game that we're probably all in. I don't know. It's the new
one. One that Travis is a big part of?
Maybe. I don't know. What's it called?
It's Fallen
Order. Fallen Order. Is that a thing?
I think so.
Yes.
Yeah.
Star Wars Guitar Hero.
You're in this game, right, Liam?
There are a lot of Star Wars games.
There's a lot of Star Wars games.
The new one. The one that's out now.
That's the Fallen Order.
Yeah, yeah. Fallen Order. That one. Yeah. Order. Mm-hmm. You guys are being so weird right now.
Tell us more about the algae in your pool, Sam.
Hold on. I think Ronan just woke up.
Oh, no.
Oh,
what
check
will
it.
You do?
I gotta check.
Is he covered in vomit?
He's asleep. Maybe. It's phantom cries. I always hear that. Maybe our house is haunted.
You should just go in there and go, ooh, yeah, I'm mommy.
Ooh, yeah, mama. I keep trying to get him to say mommy, and he only says mama.
What's wrong with mama?
Mama's adorable, because I train him to say mama, because I say mama.
Yeah.
So if he says mommy, you'll miss mama.
I will.
No, keep mama forever. My kids still say mama and papa.
Really?
Yeah.
Aww.
Yeah.
I still get daddy a little bit from the 11-year-old.
Yeah.
And I miss all the nicknames from before.
Yeah.
I'll call you daddy.
Data I got for a while.
Data.
That's
sweet.
Maudlin.
So if you do go out, do you go anywhere, Laura Bales? Like, do you walk? Do you go on walks?
Walks sometimes.
Neighborhood walks?
I walk around the neighborhood sometimes. Mm-hmm. It's really hot right now.
Mm-hmm.
I know. I was talking to Travis about this. Like, when this thing first started, we went on walks every single day, you know? Like,
yeah.
It was like part of the new routine to go on the walk. And then that slowly just died into like apathy and like lethargy.
I think at the beginning of this whole mess, when everything shut down, my impression of it was everyone went like, whoa, everything's fucked. Nothing's normal. No one's really working, really, the way they have been. So everything was just slower. But now it's been going on so long that there's expectation to be like, well, you have to put out work
at the same level.
So, you know, buck up or get lost.
And maybe that's what it is. Yeah, like now there's still recording sessions all the time and, you know.
Yeah, meetings and reviews and
school.
School in the house for some kids and summer programs and all that.
Yeah, summer camps and birthdays, virtual birthdays you got to coordinate, right?
Oh, shit, yeah.
And weird dance recital things in your house and I went to a drive-in.
I want to go.
It was real fun. It was great. I had never been to a drive-in, and I went, and I want to go again.
Do they put audio into the car, or is it tunes in on the radio?
You tune to your radio.
What? That's so cool.
You tune in 88.7 on your FM dial, and it plays. It's real, and it's better audio than, you know, than you would expect. It's really great, and the screen was awesome, and
cool.
We weren't in danger.
That's really cool.
Yeah. That you know of.
I want to do that.
Yeah. I saw my wife's movie, her Palm Springs movie, which was really great. But I want to go again. There's a whole, they have a whole series there. We should all go and park next to each other.
Wait, but does that mean Palm Springs won't be there when we go?
I think they only play movies there like a couple nights and then they change it. But like they had the Goonies there last night or something.
Yeah.
Like there's all kinds of good movies.
We should go.
Will you link us after this to the place?
Sure. Sure. Okay. Sure. I'll put it, you know what? We'll put it up right here. On the TV on the Twitch feed.
Great.
So wherever everyone can meet us there.
Oh, cool.
At the Google Maps link, right? Yep.
Yeah.
You're only the second person on the show that we could talk about returning to our dice game.
Yeah.
How was that for you coming back after all that time?
It's crazy. Yeah. I feel like I went all that time and I still didn't plan anything for
Do you have something for the best. Now?
No.
You should probably do something.
I'm trying, but like I don't know what's happening.
I feel you. There's a lot of pressure. There's so much pressure. Like I got a lot of over the interim period where we weren't broadcasting. I got a lot of, oh boy, it's been 3 months. Wonder what crazy ad Sam came up with. They better be amazing. Didn't think of one.
You know what, though?
Not a single one. The one we did.
Our hacker.
It was so good. You were amazing in it. We shot that before quarantine. We had no idea. That was like the week before quarantine.
Yeah.
You were so good in it. I just watched it again today. I'm sorry. I'm sure
my best acting I've ever done.
It's egotistical of me, but I literally just watched it today. And there's this shot that's so good of you in there. It was clearly not while we were rolling.
Was it the one where I'm like?
Yes, that's so good. You're just like.
I'm literally so looking at my arms like, what the fuck are these things on here? Yeah.
And then there's another one later where you're just like. I don't know. You're distracted or something. You're just like, it's so good. You're not acting. You're just you.
I'm just living in the moment.
Last of Us 2 and that ad are your two greatest works.
Hey, thank you. I'm happy.
Hey. Oh, I'm boy. Kryptonic Override. Hey, yo.
We have more of those.
DLC.
Oh, I don't want to do any spoilers for the ads, but we have more hacker ads that may have run by the time this airs. No, they won't. I won't spoil it. Never mind. Didn't happen. We'll delete that part.
Wipe.
Or not. Whatever.
Why are there octopus behind you right now?
That's such a strange choice. They're so beautiful.
It has nothing to do with what we're talking about, though.
That's weird.
Hmm.
But octopi are really intelligent creatures.
I'm not going to move.
Whoa, they just turned into pies.
I don't want to.
Weird.
I want pie.
I don't want to anger the pies.
Okay. No, they're getting closer. They're getting closer.
Oh, Jesus.
You better take a bite out of them. Quick. Quick. Bite the pies. There we go.
That's good television.
This is quality. This is quality content. Show.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. You know what we forgot to do, Liam, at the top of the show?
Know what we're doing?
That, yes, but also I forgot to ask you how you're doing.
Hey man, I'm all right. It was quite a parenting day. It was on the Richter scale of parenting. I would peg it at like an 8.4.
Is that, sorry, that
10 is good.
Difficulty? That's bad.
Well, just challenge. I think my kids have been pent up here too long, and I had to try to help a child through a little bit of frustration.
Sure, that happens.
Mm-hmm.
Did you keep your cool or did you lose your cool?
Oh, I kept it until I lost it. Mm-hmm, right. Mm-hmm. And then we found common ground later. And anytime something like that happens in my family with either between me and my wife or the two kids or me and one of the kids, always in the back of my head, I'm thinking this is not about that we're not, no one's frustrated here with the thing that we're at odds on the front face about. It's really just the fact that we are trapped in a box for months and months and months. I always think that, that like this probably would not be happening if my daughter wasn't exasperated that she hasn't been able to spend time with her friends in months and months, or
that'd be so hard
for a kid. Yeah. I mean, like it's hard on us, you know, we're just kids in adult clothes, but for full on kids. Yeah. Yeah. This is they, you know, you kids should be about fucking exploring and figuring out what life is about. Not hearing about the garbage fire that is out there dragging us through hell. Mm-hmm. You know, but I mean, there's also, I mean, Sam and I have talked about this on the show before. Like we also pull together in ways that, that we wouldn't have imagined. And there's so much time with each other, which is, I'm talking today about how, you know, my daughter is going a little batty because she hasn't spent time with her friends, but we've also spent time with each other. And I know my kids wanted more time with me before all this happened, and now they've got it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sure Ronan is loving it.
Yeah. It's pretty great.
Yeah.
It's nothing pretty great.
Nothing beats a mom. Nothing beats a mom.
Man. Yeah. Mama. His little molars are coming in.
Oh, no. Is that painful? I
thought you were going to say mullet.
His little, well, that too. I'm also not getting his haircut, so it is. Speaking of little Padawan braid, I've done it to his hair too.
Oh, wow.
Has his little braid just kind of sticks out.
A haircut?
No.
Oh, wow.
But he was bald for so long. Okay. Like, mm-hmm. He just didn't grow hair.
I remember you saying, when are you going to fill in?
Yeah, I posted this one picture, and I go back and look at it. I posted it on Instagram forever ago, and I was like, he's so cute. And I go and look at it now, and I'm like, what was happening with his head? Because it's just like he had like hair here and nothing on top.
Give me some words. What are some words he's saying? What are the best words he
horse.
Says?
Horse.
We got horse. He likes heroin. We know
says,
that much.
Dido for dinosaur. Dido. Apple. He says a lot of words. He says so many words. I don't
Sounds
know.
Like he just has three. Name three more if he really says more than those three words. I think those are the only three words he knows.
Banana.
Okay.
Water. Uh-huh. More.
What is one word?
Please.
What's a word? Dido door. Oh, bite's good. Dido door is adorable because he's mangling it. What's another one where he's mangling it and it's great because he's mangling it?
I used to say hobcopter.
Oh, that's hobcopter. Really cute.
Oh, nice.
Elephant is odeton.
Oh
wow!
Yeah, he can't say L's yet. We're trying because like fancy. He has a little toy. He has a llama. He had toy he llama a, that looks
how
like
does
this.
He say it? How does he say it?
Mama.
Oh,
so it's really, really fucking confusing because he'll be like, "Mama, mama," and I'm like, "I'm right here, baby." And he's like, "No,
no, furry
mama,
not mama, mama."
Oh, right. Yeah.
I think I used to say Berber King.
Berber, oh. That's adorable.
Did you used to dine at Berber King a lot?
Yeah, I mean, we did not have foie gras like you did growing up, Sam. That was just a basic ass American family.
All we the did, Burger King, all the McDonald's.
We totally did drive through at least once a week, for sure.
I grew up on Popeye's chicken.
Mm. Popeye's is good. I grew up on Stouffer's frozen dinner.
Fuck yeah, Stouffer's. That's cool.
Stouffer's lasagna, Stouffer's chicken a la king,
yeah.
Swedish meatballs. I did them all.
White Castle.
Uh-huh.
Nice.
White Castle. Little sliders of White Castle.
Wow. Oh, man.
Mine was Wendy's. I liked Wendy's. I would order a chicken sandwich with nothing on it. No sauce, no lettuce, no tomato, no pickle, nothing. Bread and meat. That's it.
Sure. Well, that's because you're a serial killer.
When you were a kid?
Yeah.
Or, well, that's how I got my hamburgers from McDonald's. No cheese, no pickles, no ketchup, no mustard, just the meat and the bread.
Until how old?
I don't remember. Like 10, maybe
12.
Oh,
okay, okay. Kid stuff. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. We just, the entire company just went off on an entire jag on The Sizzler a couple of days ago.
Oh, The Sizzler. The Sizzler and The Kettle.
Wait, what's that? That's
kettle?
A southern thing. What's that?
Yeah, the kettle was also, it was like a Sizzler-esque. It was a buffet.
Okay.
That was like a fancy night out for the fam.
Right.
The kettle.
Was it an all-you-can-eat buffet?
I think so.
We had one in Virginia. I'm trying to remember what it was called. Shit. I can't remember. But yeah, it was awful. But we went there all the time.
All the time.
Laura, I know that
and
you
I loved
and I,
it.
Yeah.
You and I have sort of like bonded over our love of Parker Posey in Guffman talking about the DQ, but I had a Dairy Queen near me growing up. Did you as well?
Yes, yes.
Dairy
I grew up
Queen
in Texas.
Huge oh, for me.
Wow. No, never went.
Yeah, DQ,
I don't think
man.
I've ever been to a DQ.
Hmm.
You never had a Blizzard?
No, Blizzards. I don't think we really had them in Northern Virginia, and we didn't have them in New York City for sure. So I don't think I ever had a Dairy Queen anything. I don't know what a Blizzard is.
It's ice cream. It's like a milkshake ice cream.
Yeah.
But like it's so thick you can turn it upside down and it won't come out of the cup.
Mm-hmm. Like you drink it through a straw, but it takes like 20 seconds to get the first bit out.
Not like
but
a
you
Frosty?
Have a spoon as well.
Not like a Frosty.
No.
What, like
thicker,
thicker
than a Frosty.
Thicker so than thick. A Frosty?
Mm-hmm.
Frosties are not that thick.
You need a spoon to eat a Frosty.
Yeah, but it's like liquidy still.
I guess you could use a straw. Mm.
Yeah.
I have great childhood memories where I grew up in Weehawken, and we used to walk on the bluff in Weehawken and then turn in away from the bluff and the view of the skyline and go get DQ and then have DQ on the walk back.
Sounds lovely.
Man.
Sounds lovely.
Man, oh man, oh man, oh man. But hey, now we have a virus.
Yeah.
Which is pretty cool too.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep.
The Good world times. Is a nightmare place. Anyway, we love each other though, and we've got that. We've got each other, and we've got Zoom, and we've got whatever we do to pass the time. I will throw it out to you guys. I'll tell you what I've been doing to pass the time a lot lately.
Okay,
is I've been doing some fitness routines at home.
Okay. That's great.
But my kids are really into this one gentleman. Named Caleb Marshall. He goes by the Fitness Marshall. He does dance fitness where he does dances and you dance along with him to pop music and you work out with it. And he's so funny. He's so good. He's like 22 or whatever. And he's an amazing dancer, but he's so funny. I love him. And so we watched that.
Caleb Marshall.
The Fitness Marshall. He's so good that like I've been watching, I follow him on Obviously. Instagram now, and I kind of want him to be a guest on our show. He's so funny. I love him. I love him.
Oh, man.
Any recommendations, Laura Bailey or Liam Oberon?
I recently watched... I don't know the full title. I think it's the full title is the Eurovision Contest, The Story of Fire Saga.
Oh, boy.
Have you seen it?
I've seen the trailer. I want to see it, but I can't. What is it?
It's
is it
so
good?
Good. It's okay. So much fun. It is straight up Eurovision.
Okay. But
Will
like
Ferrell,
real?
Like the songs are so good. The songs are like... Are yes, what would be a Eurovision?
Okay.
So they're taking that aspect of it full on seriously.
Yes,
but there's a plot.
So there's like yes, there's a plot, and it's Rachel McAdams who is playing like a little bit more like serious, like her, a normal like acting. She's acting.
Oh,
her character. The reason I watched it is because Mary Elizabeth. Suggested it because she texted me and she's like, "Have you seen this?" Her Rachel McAdams reminds me of Jester in this. You should watch it. And so I was like, okay, she's totally Jester.
Oh, we gotta watch it.
Do you think
it's
she
adorable.
Ripped it off of you?
If she did, she looked into my soul and she figured out how to do it because she's like so perfect. So she's playing like this really cutesy, like free thinking character, and then Will Ferrell is like her singing partner.
Is he doing an accent?
Yeah, they're both from Iceland.
Okay. That's a hard accent to do.
And Will Ferrell's got this like wig on that's like long hair, and it's so glamorous. The music is so much fun. It's so much fun, and like it's such a happy movie.
Is it
like so feel good happy?
Could a kid watch it? Could I show my kids or no? Is there?
There's not like any normal like Will Ferrell like nudity. I don't remember.
I don't mind.
I think a couple little sexual like. Things, but nothing sure. major. It was pretty easy watching.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's just like the music is so cute. It made me happy. And it made me like look up Eurovision afterwards. And I was like, I want to watch all these random things now.
That sounds great.
It's like so cheesy. And I was like singing the songs for days. Oh, man. So.
Okay, I'm going to watch it. Liam, what you got?
Amy and I are finally watching Schitt's Creek.
Oh.
I don't know if you've seen that at all. Do you know that?
No, sir.
Eugene Levy.
I know it, but I haven't seen it.
And O'Hara. It's an amazing cast. It's just like four, I guess, billionaires who lose everything, except they own this small town in the middle of nowhere, and they just move into a motel in the town. And I think his name is Zachary Levy? Eugene Levy's son is like, I think it's his show, and he's amazing on it.
Oh.
They're seeing father and son on the show together is something else. And then O'Hara.
That's awesome.
Wait, not
they're
Zach,
so good.
Not yeah. Zach Levy.
I'm saying his name wrong. No, Levy. But well, I guess I don't know his
Eugene
name.
Levy, but I don't
Eugene
know
Eugene Levy's son.
Yeah.
But not Zach
Levi.
Not Zach Levi, no.
Okay.
No. Listen, I drank algae in my
Zach
pool
Levi
and I get names
Eugene
confused
Eugene Levy's
now.
Son, I would be amazed. And
that would
impressed.
Be something.
Aww.
Great show.
Did
great
you guys
show.
Ever see A Mighty Wind?
Sure.
Yes. Yeah.
I loved Eugene Levy and Catherine O'Hara's songs in that movie, too. Yeah.
I just love so O'Hara good. in everything. She yeah. just commits to it, to bizarre so strong. And she's doing that in this show as well.
I want
to
watch it.
Guffman is just one of my all-time, mm-hmm. one of my top five films of all time, yeah. Waiting for Guffman.
Yeah.
Hmm. You know, Laura, this is actually, as we mentioned briefly, this is like the last episode of this show in its current form. It was kind of our response to not being able to see anybody or talk to anybody.
Yeah.
Until we got the main show back up and running and on its feet. I don't know. We might bring this back later or not. All that matters is that it served its purpose in this time, which is that Sam and I have missed all of you. And even though we're overlapping with the start of the show, it's so good to have you back in our life again. You know, no schmaltz. I don't even have a joke here. I just like I missed you for all those fucking weeks and texting and Zooms
so
only
much.
Go so far.
Yeah, so because it's sort of like the last of the season or the series or whatever, we wanted you, Laura, to just sort of take us back through like your favorite moments from these past few episodes or any all the seasons, if you could just sort of off the cuff, like your top. You know, top six or seven.
God,
you know,
there's
top,
just
top
there's
10,
so many. There's so many.
Or, top 10 or 12 moments, if you
like, of
you
this particular, just this like this section, or just like overall, like your
like
entire
the top
Bible.
Five moments from the episode
think,
with Matt.
I
just
think
give us the top five moments of the episode
just
with Matt.
Top 20 moments.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God!
Just off the
it, like literally like any moment you two are talking, especially to each other.
So good,
it's
right?
So good. It's so good.
Yeah.
So good.
Yeah, we probably have like. All the moments sort of fading in
yeah.
and out here so that the people can see those moments of us talking.
Of
to
you
other.
Guys talking and
yeah.
The moments when...
when like the guests came on, like first it was us two and then the guests...
And then like another person would enter
the entrances.
That was really good too.
Those are always fun.
A lot of the really good moments are like when like Liam would scratch his beard.
Uh-huh. Those are rare. Those moments
yeah.
are rare. Sam, why are there bees behind you now?
Hello,
we were not even talking about bees.
They were the best moments. I will tell you, before we wrap it up, I must do this. I promised myself I would. It has nothing to do with either of you. I think either on the last episode or two episodes ago of this show, I defamed someone on this program. I mentioned that Tom Kenny was not great at Zoom.
Bite you in the ass?
Emmy award-winning actor, brilliant genius actor, voice of SpongeBob SquarePants, Tom Kenny. I think I might have mentioned, like, yeah, he's not the most Zoom-savvy guy. That word got back to Tom Kenny.
No!
And I got a late-night text from him.
Yeah?
Saying, what the fuck are you doing? Why are you dragging me on your show? He didn't say that. Exact words. He didn't curse either. He's the nicest man in the world.
Ever.
Yes. But he wasn't angry either. He was just like, hey, some people told me.
Oh no!
Did he just send you a picture of a severed horse's head?
So I wanted to make a heartfelt apology to him. I didn't think he would ever see this show. Why would he? He's so much better than this. So I wanted to apologize profusely, but also I just reinforce my love for Tom Kenny and everything that he represents and stands for as a friend and a person.
I mean, does he need to be brilliant at both sounding like SpongeBob and Zoom?
You're trending on thin ice, friend. You're going to get a text from him soon.
Isn't it enough that he is a wunderkind of the voiceover industry? Does he really have to have good video conferencing skills?
He doesn't.
That's an overreach. He doesn't need to have it all.
So if you are a Tom Kenny...
Oh, wait, my phone is blown up.
...fan, please say to him that we all love and respect and honor him.
I hear he's really good with FaceTime.
Yes, that was it. It was the wrong app. Right. He's a Skype guy. We should have
known. That's what it is. That's what it is. That's what it is.
I'm glad we veered off of my heartfelt love
for
Laura.
I'm so sorry, Liam. Go back to that. Go back.
For this talk about me.
How are your Zoom skills, Laura?
You guys know. Questionable.
Well.
I don't even know how to change my background.
Tutorial later.
Do you want to take that llama out of there?
No, never.
Or that mama.
Henry is staying. Well, until I turn this off, and then he's going back in the living room.
Right, he travels.
You just brought him in here for this?
Travis brought him in for this. He knows. He won't bring him in for his own things, but if I'm the one sitting here, he's like, Henry. I'm like, yes, please.
Yeah, there was an initial night where I realized he was moving because we just had like an unofficial video chat, the group, and you were in a different place in your house, and the llama was there. And, of course, the llama looks the way the llama does, so it's a little unsettling.
I heard Travis talking shit about him, okay?
What? Mm-hmm. When?
With you guys. You guys were talking shit about Henry.
Is this one of your favorite moments?
Yeah, one of your top 20.
Yeah. Henry's wonderful.
Henry's the best. That llama, I'm
jealous. You made me, like, look at his face. He's so sweet. And when I was little... I read these books by Stephen Cosgrove. Did you guys ever read these books?
No.
Give me a title because I don't recognize the name.
Oh my God. He made so many, so many books. Morgan and You, The Crickle Crack Tree, Fanny. Yeah. And what? I can't remember the name of it right now. It was like one of the books.
These are children's books.
They were children's books that were illustrated. It was like super, super pretty. And they each taught like a lesson about, you know, sharing or don't do drugs. That's what the Crickle Crack Tree was about.
Mm-hmm. It was about actual crack.
It was about a tree that this squirrel found, and it like made the, like they found this like flower on the tree that made them really happy. And then they got like addicted to the flower.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That's heavy stuff.
It's right in the title.
Yeah. It'll get you that Crickle Crack Tree. but yeah, one of them was about this llama that was really super vain, and it ended up coming back to bite him in the butt because none of the llamas wanted to like be his friend. But it looks just like this llama. But he learned his lesson at the end of the book, and he became really nice.
It's very special. It's very special. We should all get llamas in our homes.
You should.
I would like that.
Maybe for your pet, you know, someday you'll get a pet again.
Maybe you can get a llama.
Full on llama. People do.
Ronan would be so happy. Mm-hmm. I'll get a llama.
Then he'd have mama and mama.
I'm sorry to have interrupted your amazing heartfelt speech.
Oh, it was all lies anyway. Okay. Yeah, fuck it. Laura.
But you're
no,
right.
No, it's like, not. No, we care for you deeply. You're our family. I need to see you once a week, and then that's still not happening.
I want
happening.
To hug you guys.
Yeah.
We have not touched each other in four and a half months, 5 months.
Yeah, that's really hard.
We're a fairly huggy family.
We're a huggy family. And, like, the new setup, while I love it, I really do. I love having the table space that we have. Mm. I love... being able to have all my food just off camera.
Yeah.
That's really nice. But I miss like being able to grab your arm or, you know.
Yeah. Or whisper to somebody.
Yeah. Like.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's different. It's good.
There's
it's
a touch of intimacy that is not the same, but it's a lot.
But there's
more
still be like the eye
Zoom
contact
screens.
And
just
the...
ask Tom Kenny.
Yeah.
Or don't, because he's not. I hear he's not the expert on it.
Oh boy,
Liam O'Brien, stop stirring up trouble.
Celebrity Feud, Liam O'Brien.
I think Tom is great with Zoom. It was Sam who said he's bad. Sam clearly said he's bad.
Oh boy, guys.
No,
I can only
stop.
Assume.
We need to
like
do...
even this like jokingness makes me uncomfortable. It really does.
Do another season of the show just to right these wrongs that are being perpetrated right here.
Yeah, look for next season, episode one, Tom Kenny.
How dare you?
But I, you know, despite beginning this season on a sour note and still having sadness and pain in the world and strife and anguish and uncertainty, it's wonderful to end it with Laura Bailey, a breath of sunshine. Mm-hmm. And
the music in our show, literally the music in our show.
Yes, you are the perfect harmony chord of harp music in life. That just
all work, no play.
That's mm-hmm. your voice.
Yes, yeah. Where I meant the harp and that soundbite. Bringing it around.
What?
Yeah, the world is really hard, and you guys know that. And we're all just trying to hold on to the people that we love and the people that we care about, and that's all that matters right now. Getting through this and staying connected. That's what this has been about. So thanks for connecting with us.
Yeah, it's about. If I can make just invent a metaphor on the fly here, it's as if a fruit fly had landed in your bourbon, about 10 minutes ago. But you're still gonna drink it because even though there's a fruit fly in there, you know life goes on.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just a metaphor.
It's just
life
a metaphor.
Are we the fruit and fly?
The fruit fly. How big was it?
You know. Normal fruit fly size.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, it was like when you soak watermelon in vodka.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Sure.
Yeah, that's protein. That's
or
just protein.
Or
that's
cherry tomatoes, poke holes in them.
Mm-hmm.
What is this
and
now?
soak them in tequila.
Ooh. Excuse me?
Yeah, and then you get them out and you dip them in salt and eat them.
Oh,
that shit's
great.
Good.
What
that
is this now?
Great.
Do you drink the tequila or it's just...
You soak the tomatoes, you sit them in the tequila, and then you pop them out, dip them in a little salt.
Mm.
Damn, girl. I'm going to do
that.
That
sounds great.
I'm going to do that.
Yeah,
weekend.
It's good.
Woo. That's some Texas
shit. The show finally has served its purpose. We've got the word out to the people. Get your tequila, folks.
Get your cherry tomatoes.
Mm.
That's right.
Thank you for joining us, Laura. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Malaysia and America and whoever else is listening.
And everyone
watching.
Around the world. Yeah. We love you, Laura.
I love you guys.
And we love all you guys and love each other. Love your family, love your friends, and even try to have a little love for strangers occasionally.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. That's important.
Yeah.
And we'll maybe see you on another season, but we will definitely have you in our hearts.
Yep. Aww.
And that's it.
That's the show.
Hey, friends. This is Liam O'Brien. Thank you for listening to AWNP Unplugged. If you enjoyed the episode, please consider leaving us a review on whatever podcasting app you're using. It really helps us support the show and might even bring new listeners our way. Remember, you can watch AWNP Unplugged every other Tuesday on twitch.tv/criticalrole at 7 p.m. Pacific, or stick with listening to the audio version of the show the following Tuesday, right here on the All Work No Play podcast feed. With all that said, thank you for hanging out. Stay connected, stay safe, and remember, friends, don't work too hard.